Hi, this is Pastor Michael Rail, and this is an introduction to confirmation class posted to the web of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Bismarck, North Dakota. What I'd like to do here is introduce you a little bit to what you will be doing in confirmation class via this medium. You will, of course, be at something of a disadvantage. We pray that it would be a minimal disadvantage, but a disadvantage nonetheless in that you will not be able to be here in person. First of all, the book that we will be using in confirmation class is Siddo's Small Catechism. It's Martin Luther's Small Catechism, and it's the edition written, edited by Professor Michael Siddo. The version we'll be using of that catechism is copyrighted in 2000 by Michael Siddo. If you have that book in front of you, you can open it now and we'll walk through a couple of the things that you'll need to know as we go through the classes that you'll hear. First of all, and some of this introductory material will be, you'll hear it also in the first lesson, but some things might be at first confusing about the catechism. The first parts of the catechism, beginning the index, obviously, Roman numerals 5 and 6. In the introduction, page 1 and following, Luther's catechism itself begins on page 3 in the fourth part of that catechism and goes to page 19. The rest is what we call the explanation of the catechism, of Luther's small catechism. And that's the part that Professor Siddo has edited and the part that we study. Everything you'll notice is based on the Bible. Every question is followed by passages that give us an answer, and then the answer is written out after that. Part of the sometimes confusing aspect of this is that if you look on page 23 of the catechism, there you'll see explanation of Luther's small catechism. Part of the difficulty at times is that you'll have three different sets of numbers. So on page 23, first of all, you'll have a page number on the upper right-hand corner, page 23. And then if you look down below, there's in dark print, there's a number 1. That's a question number. In this case, what is the most important thing we can learn? And then there are passage numbers also following that. Now, that doesn't seem too difficult, and once you get the hang of it, it isn't, but turn ahead, if you would, to page 34. Page 34. And by the way, one of the advantages of this sort of confirmation class is that you'll be able to pause it whenever you want to look up a page. If something goes too fast, you don't quite get what they're talking about, you're at a disadvantage in that you can't ask for clarification, but you can pause to make sure you're on the right page or even back up a bit. So if you go to page 34, now you'll notice it's page 34, but question 20, and then Bible passage 56. So you'll have to listen as we reference page, question number, or Bible passage number. In amongst the Bible passages, you'll find something called Bible narrative. So look down that same page 34 a little bit. Down near the bottom of the page, you'll see number 59, and above that, Bible narratives. Those aren't quoted passages, as most of the others are, where they say Bible passages. Those are narratives, which is a larger section of the Bible. Those are sections you'll want to read. They'll give a little bit more insight, a little bit more of God's Word as it relates to a certain question. So you look there, number 59, Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17. You want to stop and look at that section and read it to help you understand why the answer is what it is for that particular question. Another thing that you'll want to realize or master to help you going forward, if you look at the very back of this catechism, you'll find a dictionary and index. So turn to page 205 in the back of the catechism. 205. And what you'll find there is a dictionary and index. So say, in a practical way, you want to find out what something means and you forgot, you think you know what it is, or you're not sure. This book is very helpful in this, that you can look it up in the back here, not only find the thumbnail definition, but it will also give you a place to look for more information. For example, say you're interested in incarnation. What does incarnation mean? I just don't quite remember. So you look, and on page 207, you'll find a definition there, incarnation, and then the brief thumbnail definition, getting a body. Well, but you're still not too clear on what that means exactly, so you'll see a number after that, 136. Now, remember, these numbers refer to question numbers, not passage numbers or page numbers. So what you want to do is find question 136, and you'll find that on page 106. So if you turn to page 106, about halfway down that page, you'll find question 136, how did Jesus become a human being? And there you'll see some references to why this word is important. Jesus got a human body. And you look at the top of the next page, 107, there's a box there near the top of the page. First of all, the definition of conceive, to start a human being, to become pregnant, and then incarnation, to get a human body. So this dictionary and index in the back is very helpful to remind you of certain definitions for religion-based words, that questions you might have going forward here. Makes this whole catechism very practical for you, something that you want to keep for a lifetime. Some other practical things that you'll need to know. All of the Bible references in this catechism are taken from the New King James Version of the Bible. If you don't yet have a Bible, you would probably want to get one at this time. Get a good quality Bible with a leather cover, something that will last you a lifetime. And again, for our purposes here, I recommend the New King James Version. There are other versions available that are very readable. We have chosen this one because it is a rather faithful translation for the original Bible languages. The Old Testament, of course, is written in Hebrew and some Aramaic, and the New Testament in Greek. These had to be translated into English, so every translation, every English Bible that you read is just that, a translation. So you struggle to find one that's the most faithful to the original languages. New King James does a good job of that. As you go through confirmation class, please feel free to email me with any questions. If it's practical, you can also call. I know that some of you, it may be a overseas call. I'm always here, happy to answer questions if I'm able, so don't hesitate to call, write, or email if you have any questions. You will have various forms of homework, and we'll go through those next. The first, of course, is that you need to memorize the books of the Bible. In the first lesson, I'll read through those books of the Bible so that you can hear how each is pronounced. Read through those a little bit every day until you get familiar with them. Also, in the first lesson, we'll go through a little bit on how to memorize. There is a certain technique to memorizing if you haven't done a lot of memorizing. You'll find that helpful, I'm sure. So the first thing, memorize the books of the Bible. This helps you in many different ways. It allows you to find passages in God's Word. You can see a reference and then turn to that without having to look at the index. It will help you in understanding as you go forward. It'll help you in a lot of ways that you'll find later on. So, memorize the books of the Bible. Secondly, you'll be memorizing all the six chief parts, as they're called. And those, again, that's in the beginning, the part that was written originally by Martin Luther, beginning on page 3. So you'll find the Ten Commandments. You will want to memorize those word for word. You can say them to someone, to a parent, or to someone else. And usually when you say them, you'll say them in this format. For example, the first commandment, you shall have no other gods than the person to whom you're reciting the passage or the commandment would ask, what does this mean? You see that on page 3. Then you reply, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Here we do insist that you want to memorize these word for word. The reason is these are very specific words that are used here. And sometimes, until you get a broader understanding, sometimes you may substitute a word that really doesn't mean exactly the same thing or get the same message, intended message across. So memorize these word for word. So you've got the books of the Bible, and then the six chief parts, pages 3 through 12. Really, you just memorize through the end of the petitions, all the things there. Now, the schedule for those, for the six chief parts, the commandments and so on, is that you need to have memorized the particular commandment or article or petition or whatever by the time we discuss it in class. And as we go through, you'll see how we begin with what is the Bible and things like that. But the first thing we get to is the first commandment. So by the time we get there, you want to have memorized the first commandment and said it to your parent or to whomever. So other than those two things, the books of the Bible and the six chief parts, the next thing that you'll have, hopefully by this time, and if you don't, let me know, is a booklet of passages. It lists all the main passages that are contained in this catechism. And you could memorize them out of here if you wanted also, but this is a little booklet that I sent so that you can carry it with you. You can leave it at a place where you'll be able to memorize readily, by your bed or some other place where you study. Those, again, we're in a two-year program here, so those passages you'll need to have memorized by the time you get through with your second year. So there are a lot of passages there. The idea is that you'll memorize and say these as you go along. Every week, maybe several a week, some wanted to go through faster, so they've memorized many and got done already their first year with that. Those two you want to memorize word perfectly. If, as someone is listening to you recite them, probably a parent or an older brother or sister, their guideline for me is that if you stumble two times or you need to be helped with wording two times or more, then you probably need to go back and study that a bit better. Remember, you're not just cramming for a test here. These are things that you want to have in your mind and in your heart for a lifetime. So put in the time now, you'll be well served to commit these things to memory. They are very important, of course, these words from our God. So you have those three things in the way of memory work, books of the Bible, and then you'll have mastered those, that'll be done. But then the six sheet parts, and then the booklet of passages. The last thing that you'll do as part of your assignment here, well, actually two more things. The next is the workbook. The workbook, since again it is a two-year program, when we get done with a certain section in the catechism, you'll find a corresponding section in the workbook. After we've completed that section in the catechism, then sometime during that next week, go back and do about half of the lesson for that particular, or half of the workbook part section for that particular lesson. The reason is, I don't want you to do the whole lesson because in the second year you'll go back and do the rest of that lesson. So by the time we get done with this first year, you should have about half of the workbook done, a little bit in each lesson. And then the next year when we go back through the catechism again, you'll be able to use that workbook to do the second half or whatever you left undone for that particular lesson. The final bit of homework that you'll have is to develop a reading schedule on your own. I'll give you assignments on what books of the Bible you are supposed to have read by a certain end date. For example, September, the book of Genesis was the assignment. So by the end of September, you will need to have read the entire book of Genesis. So now if you're starting this in the middle of the school year or the confirmation class year, you'll be a bit behind, but you can catch up. So as quickly as possible, read through the book of Genesis and then the book of Exodus, and be done with the book of Exodus by the end of the month of October. Again, if you're picking up somewhere in between there, start with the book of Genesis and then go to the book of Exodus, and we'll go from there as you listen to the lessons. Various assignments will be given. Now, part of the reason for reading the Bible is not only because it's a good thing to do. Our God wants us to do that, and He promised to feed us through exposure to His Word. But it's also to develop a good habit of reading your Bible every day. So again, you don't want to cram this all into the end of the month just to get it done. The idea is for you to set aside a time every day to read God's Word. And that can be just before you go to bed, which is very common among confirmation students. When you get up, maybe if you homeschool or in some other environment that gives you time during the day, you can set aside a Bible reading time. I would suggest that you do it at a time when you're not mentally fatigued. It's obviously more difficult to comprehend what you're reading and stay focused when you're very tired. So find a time, if you're able to focus before you go to bed, that's fine. But develop a habit of reading daily, if at all possible, from God's Word. If you develop that habit, it may stick with you, and it should stick with you throughout your adult life. Again, if you have any questions, this is pretty much the introduction, and the lessons will pretty well explain whatever is missing. If you do have any questions, I'm usually around, and I will always answer email. If you need it, the email, the contact information is available on this website. You can also email me at mjroehl, M-J-R-O-E-H-L, at bis.midco.net, N-E-T. So mjroehl at bis.midco.net. It is my prayer that God would bless you through this use of His Word, this attempt to spread the Word of God through this format. Again, this is new for us here at St. Paul, and if you have any suggestions on how we might improve this process, please don't hesitate to let us know. With that, if you have time now, I invite you to proceed to the first lesson 1. May God bless your study of His Word.